Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers back at home facing a new team for the first time in quite some time. It's the Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons getting set for a 6:35 first pitch. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by a man who's been striking out just about everyone lately, Tobias Myers. Tobias, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Fastball's been up to 96. The strikeouts have come in bunches. 28 over your last three starts. How fun has it been to miss so many bats lately?
It's a lot better to miss the bats than to hit the bats, but no, it's been good. Just trying to stay consistent and, you know, just trying to go out every week and give it all I got. You know, that's pretty much all it comes down to, just trying to stay consistent, stay healthy, obviously, and just compete.
You talk about staying healthy. You come out from the All-Star break after not starting for about a week and a half. Come out throwing 96 each your last two starts. How important was that All-Star break to unplug for a little bit and rejuvenate the body for the rest of the way?
Pretty surprising, because in the past, like, when I take breaks for a while, I don't usually come back throwing harder. It's usually the opposite. So I'm a guy who likes to stay on the field and like to keep throwing every day I get a chance. So it was good, though, to come out and feel pretty normal after taking about a week and a half off from pitching and a couple days off from not touching a ball. So it was nice to come back and feel good and feel normal and be able to go out there and go through 5-6 innings without feeling like I'm going to pass out in this heat.
And you have been going 5-6 innings a lot of your starts this year. How important is it to get deep into games, and what's the key to get deep into games as a starter?
It's huge. That's all the manager wants when the game starts, is the pitcher to go out there, give it all he's got, go deep in the game, and give your bullpen a chance to win and give your offense a chance to stay off the field and keep hitting. And that's what we've been doing pretty much. Just guys are going out there scoring 5, 6, 7 runs in the first three innings. It's making it a lot easier to stay consistent and just go out there and focus on these three outs. Go back in the dugout, focus on the next three outs, and just go one inning at a time.
And you talk about the offense. This is an offense that has been better than just about any offense in minor league baseball this month. As a pitcher, how much easier does it make your job, and how much pressure does it take off you when the offense is putting up 5, 6, 7 runs and you're only going out for 6 outs and you're already up 7-0?
It's it's a lot easier to pitch with a 10-run lead than out there tied up 0-0 or down 3-4 runs. So if the guys keep going out there swinging, I think our pitching staff's going to keep continuing to do exactly what we're doing, go deep into games, miss barrels, and get victories. And that's all we're here to do, just win games.
You're facing a new team this week for the first time in a while. You've had a ton of starts against Montgomery, ton of starts against the M Braves, ton of starts against Pensacola. How excited are you to see a team that you have not seen before yet this year?
It feels like you're moving up to a new level. Like, finally facing some guys you haven't faced 50 at-bats already this season. But jokes aside, it's nice. It's a nice, fresh face in the box. Guys who haven't seen you throw 150, 250 pitches already. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to face some guys that haven't seen us and don't know what we like to do. They can only go off video, and we all know that that can be really good or really bad. So, you know, you just never know with a new team, and I'm sure they're going to be aggressive. They know we throw strikes and pound the zone, so we'll see what happens. Should be exciting.
One of the biggest things with this pitching staff, and we see Jackson Chirio and Carlos Rodriguez getting in the action. You guys have got a spike ball net. You have a rugby ball. You have a football. You have various other sports balls that are with the pitching staff down near the bullpen. How much does that help keep it loose and keep it fun out there?
You just hit it right on the head right there, keeping it loose. That's what you got to do when you got 150 games in 5 months, and you got spring training right before that, 30, 40 games. Guys are getting tired, and you know, it's difficult to come and do the same exact thing every single day, but when you have different things like this, and Mikey's great about letting us kind of stay loose and do what we need to do to be loose, and it all starts with Nick Hill. You know, he's one of the best athletes on this team when it comes to every sport known to man. So he brings out new tools every week, and we just hop on them. Started with the football, then it went to the hacky sack, then we got the soccer ball out there, and we got spike ball. We have bunch of different things going on out here.
What's been your favorite one that he's brought out?
Today was my first day really getting a spike ball. I think that's one of the best. You know, it's gets you nice and loose, gets a nice sweat going right before stretch, and it's not harder than throwing a football. I don't know why I could throw a baseball, but I cannot throw a football for some reason.
Another big thing that you've been doing is we've seen you swinging a bat, not in a game yet, not in BP, but you have been swinging a bat. I think the big question is, you think you can get one out of here?
100%. 100%. I tell Mikey at least, Mikey and Will at least three times a week to give me an at bat. I'm just waiting, you know. We'll never know, though. We'll see. I hit my whole life, and it was always fun then. I say it a lot now because I don't have to hit. That's probably why I talk about it so much. If I had to hit every day, I probably wouldn't talk at all about hitting. I know it's hard. It's one of the hardest things to do. But it's fun to mess with the hitters, you know. They mess with us, too, say the same thing. Just throw strikes, but it's fun. Just goes right back to keeping it loose and keeping a nice environment.
Well, there we go. Keeping it loose, keeping it fun, all part of the job, right?
Yep, that's it.
Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us, man. Best luck the rest of the
way. Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Barons at 635.